my guest is Jennifer Marsman. Jennifer, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. We're talking Windows 8 today.
We were.
And you're excited about Windows 8.
I am so excited about Windows 8.
There's so much to it. Where are we going to start?
There is. honestly, there's so many different directions we could go.
Let's talk about the store.
Let's talk about the Windows 8 store. All right, the Windows 8 store.
I want to make a lot of money.
I am super excited about the store. Honestly, I have all of these apps that are half-written that I really want to get into the store.
All right, so what is the store? Let's lay the groundwork for a moment. Windows 8 is it's in consumer preview.
Consumer preview.
Consumer preview
right
That's
now.
That's where it is. Which is kind of like a beta, but it's not a beta.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially,
and,
yes.
And Visual Studio 11. Yes. Is also in that same status, right?
Yes, it's beta.
Okay.
Yes.
So those tools are available in a beta version right now.
Yes.
We can start writing apps today.
You can download both of those things for free today to get started with developing for Windows 8. There are links you can use to download them, which I can provide and you can make available.
All right.
You can use Bitly, I believe it's Bitly Gen Win8 CP.
Okay, I'll put a note of that.
Yep.
And I can write cool Metro apps with that.
Yes.
And we'll skip over that part for now. We'll make that another show. Right now, I've written my cool Metro app, and I want to make money off of it.
Yes. So there's so many ways to make money off of it in the Windows Store. So the Windows Store is a place for you to be able to upload the applications that you build. Metro applications is one thing. You can also, as a side note, you can also upload desktop applications and get some of the store functionality. Essentially, you get the discoverability aspects of desktop applications as well. But then when they go to kind of the app listing of your desktop application, you would click on a link and it would redirect you back to your own company's website to manage the payment and downloads and all the other stuff. But that's neither here nor there. Let's start with Metro apps.
So discoverability means
discoverability.
I as a consumer can find it.
Yes. So it means a lot of things. So around discoverability, some of the things like search engine optimization.
Okay.
So they've done a ton of work in the Windows Store around search engine optimization to make the applications that are published to the Windows Store very, very easy for search engines to find. So your favorite search engine, Bing, or Google, or whatever the case may be, will be easily able to find those apps, and they should show up very high in the search results list.
And that'll be a link directly to the store.
Yes, and that'll link directly to the app listing page where you can read about the app and then hit download right from that page.
Okay.
So that's one aspect of discoverability, is that the insane amount of search engine optimization they've done around these apps in the store. The second aspect of discoverability is there's this really cool feature in Internet Explorer 10, which is a Metro version of Internet Explorer that's available on Windows 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it is essentially when the Internet Explorer window comes up at the very bottom next to the URL, there's a little, you can enable your site to show a little button. So if I am some large company, I have the ability to say, you navigate to my company's website. So I'm JenniferMarsman.com. Let's say that's some wildly successful company. Exactly. So JenniferMarsman.com, and you come to my website, and then maybe it's a high traffic website.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can post my, or surface the ability or surface the knowledge that I have a Windows app right on my site. So that would be the way you do it is just by using a meta tag in your header in the HTML for your site code. And then what will happen is that will surface itself in Internet Explorer 10, the Metro version, on Windows 8, by this little button that's next to the URL. And when they click on that button, what will happen is if that application, the Jennifer Marsman application that corresponds to my website, if that application, they don't have it, they will take you directly to a link where they can download it from the Windows Store.
Okay.
Which is very cool. And then if they already have it and they click that button, it'll just launch the app for them right there. So it's kind of a cool thing because maybe people are searching. If you take the example of a travel company, let's say if Delta.com were to implement this, maybe I'm doing a search using some search travel engine that CheapTickets.com or one of those that searches travel fares, and I end up on Delta's page because maybe they have the best fares. And then I see that icon, I could say, oh, I have the Delta app installed. Let me just click it from right there. It'll transition me into Delta's Metro app, which maybe has a richer experience than the website. And then I can maybe purchase my tickets from there. So sure. It's a really neat, seamless experience, and also promotes their you know, the fact that you have an app, which is really cool, right on your website. So when you think about the websites you love, like I love XKCD, and if XKCD said, "I've got an XKCD app for you," I'm gonna download it. Just by virtue of how much I love the site. Sites like that, and you visit them, and you're like, "Yes, if you have an app, yes, I want your app."
Sure. There's some apps, some products that are sold that really you need the app to use them, like Zoom, for example. Zoom, they're selling music.
Yeah.
And you need the app to play the music.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. Zoom.net could have a Zoom Metro app, maybe, that downloads. Who knows? Who knows?
What else?
So there's a lot of other things that are really cool about the store that have me excited. I mean, the discoverability is one aspect. We kind of talked about that a little bit. Another aspect is just the sheer reach, the size of kind of the market there. Windows is available in over 100 languages. It's available in 231 different markets. There's just an insane amount of... just an insane global reach. When you think about that, if I upload, you know, an app, if even 0.001% of the people in the Windows, you know, market, like, download it, then I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, so, 0.001% of a billion is a lot.
Exactly. No, it is. And if you want the exact numbers, I mean, already there are over 500 million people who have Windows 7 installed on their machines. And that's, you know, Windows 7 has been out for 3 years now. And that doesn't even include, that's just Windows 7. Right. That doesn't even include all of the Windows XP that's still running rampant out there.
Yeah.
Yep, and all those other things. I mean, that would take it to easily over a billion when you talk about the Windows. So there's just enormous Windows market share. Mm. And if you add up the number of Android devices, the tablets, plus the phones, plus iPhones, plus iPads, plus Macs, if you add up all of that stuff together, it's still less than just the number of people running Windows 7. Just Windows 7.
Right.
Not even all the other versions of Windows. So, I mean, there's just an enormous, 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 enormous market there. Wow. And then all of the things, these Windows 7 ready machines are going to be ready to, you know, can run Windows 8 the day it ships. So we have all of these Windows 8 ready machines that are going to be there and available. So just incredible opportunity to make some money and get some apps out there, whatever you want, fame. Yep. You can just do a free app. You could do the next Angry Birds, you know, and just kind of take off.
Very cool.
It is very cool stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know if all billion are going to upgrade right away, but there's as people buy new PCs, those new PCs will have the current operating system on.
Right,
and that, that number, those Windows 7, Windows XP devices are going to get replaced over the next couple of years.
That is very, very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
So I'm a developer. I want to start using this. How do I get my app into the App Store?
So the way to do that is to talk to me. So one way. So at this point in time, right now.
Okay. So right now it's April 2012. Yeah. It's an invitation only.
Yes. At this point in April 2012, the store is invite only to get in. So if you are someone who is interested in writing Windows 8 apps, please talk to me. I can throw all my email. My blog is http://blogs.msdn.com, whackjennifer. Or on Twitter, I am at Jennifer Marsman. And my email address is jennmar@microsoft.com. So feel free to contact me however you want to. But if you are writing an awesome Windows 8 app, I'd love to know about it, and because I want the marketplace or our Windows Store to be full of great apps, great apps. And there's so many flexible business models, too. That's another thing that's kind of cool. You have the ability to use, to do in-app purchases and also have trials. So we've done actually a ton of research around the Windows Phone work. So all the stuff with the Windows Phone 7, it has its own marketplace. And so they've actually published some information on the Windows Phone developer blog that gives a bunch of information about how if you have a paid app, a paid application is 70 times more likely to be downloaded if it has a trial associated with it.
Okay.
And it's also like 10, they make on average 10 times more revenue, and there's like about a 10% conversion rate. There's pretty good conversion rates, and the conversion rate actually tends to happen pretty quickly too. So really, really awesome opportunity
for
trials.
You can do trialware,
trials.
Apps,
and the trials can be either like time-based or feature-based. So it could be time-based where this trial expires after 7 days or after 30 days or whatever. Or you also have the opportunity to do feature-based where maybe I have, you know, 5 levels of my game that I make available, and then after the 5th level, you have to buy the app, and then it unlocks the rest of the levels.
Okay.
That sort of thing. So there's both
and you can
business
do,
models.
In-app purchases.
Yes.
With the Metro app. Yes. As well. This is kind of like your phone apps.
Yeah. So in-app purchases are a really cool way to take your existing app and then be able to keep adding features to it and have the amount of money that comes from that same app just grow and grow and grow. And we'll talk about why that's cool actually in just a second. But you can have an existing app and then maybe it's a cookbook and you publish your cookbook for $12.99 originally and there's all these great recipes in there, but then you continue to collect more and more recipes and you get to a point where you're like, oh, you know, I want to publish more recipes, but at this point it's a critical mass enough that you might want to charge another, you know, $1.99 or something for those. So what you could do is actually roll out an update, and in the update maybe, the updates are free or whatever, so you could roll out an update that has, bug fixes or whatever else you want, but also in there's an in-app purchase functionality that you add, and so there could be a little button or something that says, unlock even more great recipes, and they can purchase that for another $1.99 and then get a whole another load of new recipes.
Okay.
So it's kind of a really cool way to do things, or maybe you have 100 levels of a game that you sell for $5 originally or something like that, and then for another $1.49 or something, you add on another 20 levels once they're hooked or something like that. Right, cool. There's a lot of cool opportunities there.
Yeah, and so if I'm selling this through the marketplace, then the discoverability is through the marketplace, then Microsoft is taking a piece of that, right? If I charge $2 for my application, then I get to keep.
You get to keep 70% of that for any new app. So when you first start, you would get 70%, which is competitive with what our competitors offer essentially. Right. And then, so originally you get 70%, but one thing that that's original and I think very cool that Microsoft is doing is the fact that once your application makes over $25,000, so 25K, once you hit the 25K number, Microsoft essentially rewards you for creating a very good app, and they up the percentage of the profits that you get. So at that point, once you've made $25,000, you now get 80% of the profits as opposed to 70%.
Oh, very cool.
And I mean, at that point, when you're talking those numbers, 80% versus 70% is actually a ton more money. So I love that you're rewarded. So the fact that I've written a great app and that it's been downloaded a lot.
I'm going to charge $26,000 for my
app. You can do that. The laws of supply and demand may not work with that, but go for it. It's a free market, baby. Let's see what happens.
That was next. I have to submit these to. Is there some vetting process?
Yes, there is a vetting process. That's a great question. So it's actually a very transparent vetting process. I love it. So first of all, before you even submit to the marketplace, there is a tool you can use called the Windows App Certification Kit, or abbreviated as WAC. And so what you can do is run the WAC locally, and it runs like a suite of automated tests on your machine. And so right away, this is the same process that's going to be run, or one of the processes that will be run when it's submitted to the store. So instead of having to wait through the feedback loop of submitting it and, oh, look, here's some stuff that's wrong, you can just run that locally before you even submit. And then at least you know that at least this solid test of things is all functional before you even submit. Which is really cool because, and I would definitely, as a good developer, you want to run that before you submit. Otherwise, it's like if you're a person who posts a question to a distribution list or a forum without at least searching for your question first online, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. All right. You lose major cred.
Everybody knows that guy.
Yes. Everyone totally knows that guy.
And if you don't know him, then you are that guy.
That guy. Yeah, totally. No, that guy sends me email all the time when it's just like, if you would have typed that question into a search engine, you would have found an answer like that.
Yeah,
so.
Let me ding that for you.
Seriously. let me mean that for you. So, yes, you have that that great opportunity to run the WAC, the Windows App Certification Kit locally, then submit to the store, and you'll at least know that this set of tests will already pass when you get up there. And then once you upload and once it's already there, so first the submission process is very transparent. They have a great series of that shows you exactly where you are in the submission process. So like pre-processing, you're in security testing, you're in this, you're in the content compliance where a human is actually looking in the code. It tells you exactly what steps it's going through, where you're at, if I've already passed this is in progress, this is pending, etc. And then it tells you the amount of time that each typically takes. So pre-processing typically takes an hour, security testing is 3 hours or whatever. So there's a time estimate payment on each of these two. So it's very, very transparent exactly where you are and approximately how long things are going to take, which is very, very cool.
That is nice. So is a human being looking at every single application?
There is a human being looking at every single application.
It's hard to imagine it's going to be true when it's wide open to the public.
You know, that's done right now for the Windows Phone. Apple also has a human looking at all of their apps for the iPhone store as well. The Android marketplace does not.
Okay.
But Apple and Windows Phone, the iOS stuff and the has a human right now. And part of that is just looking at content. Like, we don't want anything that's, you know, offensive to certain races or genders or discriminatory or illegal. Uh-huh. So there is a human that does look and kind of do a quality check on content there.
Okay.
So that's a really cool thing. And then the final kind of step to that transparency would be once your app is already in the marketplace, there's a whole bunch of rich reporting available for you. So things like who exactly is downloading your app, looking at the breakdown by countries, by, you know, ages, by all these different data points is very, very cool. So you have this ability to see exactly who is looking at, you know, male, female, who all is downloading your apps if we have that data available. Anything about the market, your demographics, data is all available to you. There's also data on any crashes. If people send information back to Microsoft on crashes, then you have that thing of, oh, this JavaScript error keeps getting thrown from an app, and that gets surfaced back to you. Mm-hmm. All of your rating information is serviced back to you. So all of the people who rate your app, all that data kind of compiled nicely along with all of the verbatim comments made available to you. So just a ton of rich reporting around how your app is doing in the marketplace, your in-app purchases, how are they doing, graphs over time. There's just a ton of really rich data available to you to help you market and see how your app is doing.
Or just improve your application, see what's working.
Exactly. So very cool stuff.
Or is Microsoft also selling it as well? Are they taking credit cards for me, or ready to set it up separately?
Great question. So with Metro apps, yes, we take care of all that payment and procurement and all that stuff for you. We'll manage the So you can use your own stuff if you want to. Like if you have an existing relationship, if you already are an e-commerce site and maybe you have a relationship with like PayPal or something already, you can use PayPal's engine. Mm-hmm. And then if you have that choice, or you can use our stuff as well.
Okay.
So the option is open to you. Same thing with advertising too. If you want to have ads, an ad-supported app, there's a Microsoft advertising SDK that you can take advantage of. I think it's windowsadvertising.com is the URL you can go to get more information about that. So you can use our stuff, or you can use another advertising engine as well.
Okay, so Microsoft has the relationships with these advertisers, and then they sort of plug it into your
app. So they will do some checks on the quality of that to make sure they're not offensive ads or anything like that. So there is a certification process there. Mm-hmm. But we do allow you to use others other than Microsoft, as long as they're not like creepy or illegal or really bad there. So, yeah.
Anything else?
Well, it is for developer licenses. It will be $49 for an individual developer license, and then $99 for a company. Something that's I get asked a lot.
Okay.
The other thing is price ranges. You can charge whatever you want for your application. So you can have a free app if you want, or free with ad support or whatever. And then for the pricing, you can also charge anywhere from the lowest price. The minimum price you can charge is $1.49 US. Anywhere to $999.99. One penny shy of $1,000.
Sounds so much cheaper.
Yeah. So.
And what's do we have an idea how long this is going to be closed system, and when are they going to open it up to the world?
That information has not been made publicly available as of today.
Okay.
But yes, at some point it will be available to anyone, and then anyone can go to dev.windows.com, and then you can sign up to develop apps for Metro, and then go to the dashboard and submit apps and manage all of your existing applications in the store right through there.
Help me understand one thing. If I build a Metro application just for myself or just for my organization, do I still need to go through the store, or can I just deploy directly?
Great question. So yes, there is an enterprise store for Metro applications. Enterprises do not have to go through the Windows Store. If there is a Metro app that they want to roll out just internally, they do have the ability to do sideloading and just put in all the organizations in the corporation, and you don't have to go through the Windows Store. And there is things like group policy and stuff will apply to Metro apps as well. So, yes, there is a solid enterprise story.
Okay. Anything else to add?
Awesome. No, just watch watch my blog. I'll continue to post great information on Windows 8, how you can get involved. If you are interested in writing Windows apps, I want to know. I want to meet you. I want to see your apps. And I want to help you get them in the Windows Store because I really want to see a lot of great quality apps in the Windows Store. So feel free to reach out to me and then watch my blog, blogs.msdn.com/Jennifer for more information, hopefully great training resources, and then just more information about the store process and such as that rolls out.
I'm excited about this. I think the demand is going to, the floodgates will open in a few months when Windows 8 is actually released, whenever that date is, which I know you're not going to tell me. then that's when my customers are going to start saying, hey, where are the apps for this? You know, yeah. I've got this Metro interface. What can I do with it? And
right.
The people that get to that app store first are the ones that have a big advantage, I think.
Exactly, exactly. Huge opportunity. Awesome.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Take care. And friends.